Lord Jesus, make us holy. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all we do. We pray that we may always be channels of your love by being open in our heart and in our minds to your grace being poured into our lives, that we may share it with others, and all that we encounter may experience the fullness of your glory. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is obviously Monday of the third week of Lent, so we're moving quickly through Lent. Next week, actually, is the next Sunday, is the Sunday that we wear rose. We don't wear pink, we wear rose. It happens twice a year, once in Advent, third week of Advent, third Sunday, and once in Lent, the fourth Sunday of Lent, we wear rose. And a great line I saw in a cartoon. Unfortunately, I don't remember who wrote the cartoon or who drew it or who was the author, but it was a great line to remember. And because a lot of people say, well, this is the week that the priest wears pink. And I actually know of priests, one I know and familiar with who has since passed away, would refuse to wear pink, as the expression, as the color is known, refuse to wear it because it's an option. But I always do, and because it's, you know, it's what you're supposed to do. And one of the things that help me remember is it's not pink, it's rose, because Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't pink from the dead. Always keep that in mind. So coming up next Sunday, we'll have rose as our color. But as we continue through Lent, and as we continue in our Lenten disciplines, there are things that we want to keep in mind of how the Lord is working in our lives and allowing this time for us to be transformed completely. And, you know, maybe a good way to put this is not to allow this Lent to be like other Lents that, okay, and this goes right back to the very beginning when I talked about not giving up candy. But, you know, this is the time where we do this, and yeah, we'll do this, we'll get ready for Easter. And especially during this time, this is so unique a time for us. This is a great opportunity for us to allow ourselves to be transformed during this Lent and to see things differently. Now, one of the things that we priests and also religious have to do is we have to do certain prayers during the day, and they come out to actually 15, is it 15? Remember, I can't do math. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 15 psalms a day. As a matter of fact, the practice of doing 15 psalms a day inspired for the lay people centuries ago to do the rosary, and it comes out to the same number. So 15 psalms a day that we have to do. And part of that also is biblical readings. And then in one case, what is known as the office of reading, we have a biblical reading, and then we have a reading from the church tradition. So one of the readings we had to do last week was of the Moses leading the Egyptians, Hebrews out of Egypt. And of course, it's that powerful story. And as you know, what happens in that story, which is also dramatized excellently in several movies, including the Ten Commandments, but one of the parts of the story is he leads the Egyptian, why do I keep saying that? I mean, you can't get it more wrong if I tried. He leads the Hebrews out of Egypt, and they come to the Red Sea, and now they're cornered. You know, and this is where the Hebrews turn around and say, what have you done? You've just led us right into being killed by the Egyptians. How could you do this? We would have been better off if we never left. And in the 13th verse of the 14th chapter, Moses answers his people, do not fear, stand your ground and see the victory the Lord will win for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You have only to keep still. powerful teaching and something that I wanted to address today, because that's really one of the things we want to look at. That theme pops up several places in the Bible, including Psalm 146:10, "Be still and know that I am God," which is something that the Lord says to David. Keep in mind that our role is not to fight evil, except for fight evil in ourselves. But our role is not to fight evil. It is God's role to fight evil. Our role is to seek holiness and to do exactly what we see in this line from Exodus. We're called to be focused on the Lord and allow the Lord to fight evil. If we misunderstand that, then we will not see the glory of God, number one, and we will fight the wrong battle. So keep that in mind. Our role is to be focused on the Lord, to seek holiness as we're trying to do in Lent. And don't worry about things that we see around us that we feel may be threats to us. This could be powerfully how the Lord is going to show his glory. And that always comes up throughout our histories and in our lives and everything else. So it doesn't do us any good if we're caught in, for example, a political battle and we abandon our search for holiness to fight a political battle. And that's basically one of the messages that we can take today from this passage in Exodus. We're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this word from James. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Hey, you want to check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can check out the website. You can read the blog. You can connect to our Substack newsletter. You can hear the archives of the show, and you can send us a message. You can, through the contact website, you can send us a prayer request. You can do all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So check that out, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're looking at this powerful passage from the 14th chapter of Exodus, and we know the story that happens, that what it happens is beyond the imagination of the Hebrews, who come to see the glory of the Lord. But what happens first is that they find themselves in a scary moment where they feel they have been trapped by what they would look upon as Moses' ignorance and the Egyptians' cunning. So now they're seeing, oh no, we're going to be trapped and they are going to take us prisoner. But there is that message that keeps coming up that we saw last week, and I talked about in my homily, and if you heard it from the other show, and if you haven't, you can also hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and that is that understanding to think with faith and reason, not faith or reason. So here we see that concept where there Moses has led people now to the edge of the Red Sea, led the Hebrews to the edge of the Red Sea. So them working through what they observe, through we can call reason without faith, they recognize that he just led them into disaster. But he says, no, you're going to watch what's going to happen and trust in the Lord. And that's where we act in faith and reason. So we want to always understand that. That's why our prayer is so absolutely important in everything we do, and including what you do in your work, in your ministry, and everything else. Now, when I say prayer, as I always say, it doesn't mean that you stop and we now stop and we pray. And no, you're praying as you're going along in your work. You're praying for all the things in your life. And you turn around and you're saying to the Lord, I want to see you lead me through this crisis, whatever the case may be. I want you to see you lead me through this situation, because that's what Moses says to the people. He says, stop. Stop it with your anger, and understand you've reached to the point where the only thing you can do, the only thing you can do is turn to the Lord and wait for him to act. And that's one of the things that we need to act upon in all our situations, is we come to the point where we ask the Lord to act. And know that whatever act the Lord does, he will lead us through this. And so, whether it be in your work, whether it be in struggles in your home, whatever it is, and your prayer needs to really be focused on the importance of us recognizing and knowing what the Lord is doing. The Lord may not answer our prayer the way we expect it. He may answer our prayer in a way that we actually didn't want to happen. And we may hear the answer to our prayer in a way that leads us to say, God didn't answer at all. Don't think like that, though. God acts in faith, and you will see something come from your prayer, but you have to act in faith and reason, and understand that the Lord will work through this. This is important. What the results are on his terms, but we have to be people of prayer, knowing that we're always calling on the Lord to lead us the path he wants us to go, not necessarily the path that we believe is the right way, because our path, even though we believe is the right way, may in fact not be the right way. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will be back, as we are all the time, every Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and then the show appears at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.